Welcome back to the Torah, Torah 101 Daily. We are in the parasha called Shelach, Send the Spies. Bamidbar, chapter 15. Picking it up in verse 8 here, repetition of things already stated concerning offerings, but we will read them as it is a short portion today. When you prepare a bull as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice to fulfill a special vow, or as peace offerings for Adonai, there is to be presented with the bull a grain offering of 1.5 gallons of fine flour mixed with 2 quarts of olive oil. For the drink offering, present 2 quarts of wine for an offering made by fire, a fragrant aroma for Adonai. Do it this way for each bull, ram, male lamb, or kid. For as many animals as you prepare, do this for each one, regardless of how many animals there are. Verse 13, every citizen is to do these things in the way when presenting an offering made by fire as a fragrant aroma for Adonai. Notice every citizen. If a foreigner stays with you, or whoever may be with you, through all your generations, and he wants to bring an offering made by fire as a fragrant aroma for Adonai, he is to do the same as you. So it was the same Torah, the same instruction, for the people of Israel ethnically, as it was for a foreigner, somebody from outside of Israel who had joined or had been grafted into Israel, as it says within the New Covenant framework. The ancient rabbi Shaul, Paul, would say this in his letter to the Ephesians. He said, "Therefore, remember your former state, you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcised by those who merely because of an operation on their flesh are called the circumcised. At that time had no Messiah." The Gentiles had no Messiah. He says, "You were estranged from the national life of Israel, or the commonwealth of Israel. You were foreigners to the covenants embodying God's promise. You were in this world without hope and without God. But now you who were once far off have been brought near through the shedding of the Messiah's blood." So strangers, foreigners, but now you have been brought near, and it definitely seems to indicate that the Gentiles have become members of the commonwealth of Israel, the community of Israel, the people of Israel. And so I will add that the Gentile believers, today known as Christians, that Christianity should look a lot more Jewish than it does. Because it's the Gentile Christians who have been brought near and made members of the community of Israel. You would think that when a Jewish person believes on Yeshua as the Messiah, that he in turn becomes a Gentile Christian. But it is not to be that way. The Gentile who receives Yeshua becomes part of the commonwealth of Israel and should be doing things as Israel would do them, as God has commanded. Yeshua was an observant Jewish rabbi, and those following him should be doing their faith in a mode that is much more like Israel, much more Jewish. I think the biggest reason why more Jewish people don't embrace Yeshua, it's not theological, it's not doctrinal, it's not something to where an argument will be won through the scriptures. It is more of an issue of identity. I think most Jewish people look at Christianity and see idolatry. They see Christmas, they see the paganism involved in the trees and the wreaths and the greenery from the earth worshippers of times past, the North or the Norse traditions of the Druids and other earth worshipping religions, and they see Santa Claus and they see Easter eggs and bunnies, sexual goddess imagery, and they see statues in churches and stained glass depicting biblical scenes and imagery, and they think that looks like idolatry. Did you know that most Jewish people, when asked, at least within Israel, these interviews exist on YouTube and other places, when asked which religion you are more closely associated with, Islam or Christianity, many Jewish people will answer and say, we probably have more in common with Islam because of the idea of one God. Many Israelis look at Christianity and see idolatry, unfortunately, because Christianity doesn't look anything like the Jewish version that Jesus brought and that Paul brought. It's like Joseph. When he appeared as an Egyptian, remember, Joseph would be the savior of his brothers, the savior of the children of Israel. But when he was in Egypt, a land of paganism, and his brothers came and stood before him, they did not recognize him because he looked like an idolater. He didn't look Jewish until he had to reveal himself through his emotions and his tears. As he spoke to them in Hebrew, then they began to see through the facade. That today, my friends, is the issue. Jewish people look at Christianity and it doesn't look Jewish. And it's supposed to look a lot more Jewish than it does. And finally for today, verse 16, the same Torah and standard of judgment will apply to both you and the foreigner living with you. This is the Torah.